Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day that you have made, O God, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Well, God bless you, and welcome to the prayer line on tonight. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm joined by my husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family and friends. And we welcome you to the prayer line on tonight. The Bible says that prayer is effective. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous are powerful and effective. He said, the Lord said, if we call to him, he will hear us and he will answer us. So we thank God for Tuesday nights when we can cry out unto the Lord as a group corporately. He said, if two or more are gathered in my name, he said, I will be in the midst of you. So we thank God that he is with us every single week, that he hears our prayers, that he's answering our prayers, and that God is pleased with the fact that we are praying. We are not just praying for ourselves, but we're interceding for others, and we are touching heaven, and we sincerely just going before the Lord on the behalf of the prayer requests that we receive during the course of the week, and even as we come together on this prayer line. God is awesome. We serve an awesome God. We serve a mighty God. We serve a magnificent God. We serve a God who, our God is the one true God, my God. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible shows us that our God is the one true God. There are a lot of idols out there. There are a lot of false gods out there, but we serve the God of gods. We serve the Lord of lords and the King of kings. We serve the God who created the earth and the heavens and everything within them. We serve the one true God, a God who loves us so much. He loves us so much. He loves us so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins as a sacrificial lamb, so that we would not have to pay that penalty. My God, what a mighty God. When I think about my life and all that I've done and all that God has just done for me, how he stepped into my life and turned my life around, how God stepped in when I was at the bottom of the bottom, just at the bottom of hope, the bottom of ever thinking that there was a better way, and living life in the bottom or at the bottom, and God stepped in and said, no, dear, no daughter, no baby girl, I have a better plan for you. Right. I have a better life for you. And I thank God that he stepped into my life when he stepped in. And how wonderful is God that we could commune with him, that we could communicate with him, that we could fellowship with him, that he doesn't give us religion, but he gives us the opportunity to be in relationship with him. I'm telling you, my God, that just makes my heart so happy in knowing that I can be in relationship and that I am in relationship with our Lord, with our Savior, with our Father who are in heaven, with the Holy Spirit, my God, with Jesus the Christ. It's just, it just blows my mind. It's more than I can even wrap my mind around, and I just get excited when I think about how much he loves me, that he loves us that much, that he loves us like that. Amen. So we are blessed to be here. I was reading my Bible today, and the Lord has me, I'm reading the book of Genesis, and as I was reading the book of Genesis, I came across the accounting of Abraham and Sarah, and they were about 80, Abraham was about 86 years old at the time, and Isaac hadn't been born yet. Ishmael had been born because God had promised Abraham and Sarah that they would be parents, and that Abraham would be the father of many nations. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He had promised them that Abraham would be the father of many nations, and that through Abraham's seed, that the whole world would be blessed. And it had been about 13 years since God made that promise to Abraham. And what Abraham and Sarah had done, since Sarah was barren and couldn't have any children, they had gone and they had gotten Hagar, Sarah's handmaiden, and they had Sarah gave her to Abraham as his wife, as was customary back then in those days when the women couldn't have babies. And she said, you go and you lay with my handmaiden and you have a baby with her. And Abraham did what Sarah suggested, and they got, he got pregnant with Hagar, and they had Ishmael, my God. And at this time, Ishmael was about 13 years old. Abraham was 86 and Sarah was 76. And the angel came up of the Lord, came to Abraham and repeated the promise, and said, Abraham, you're going to be the father of many nations. And that's where he changed his name, you know, and God will come to you again and revisit you again and remind you of what he said to you. And he will even change your name, my God, to seal that thing, to let you know that from now on, I'm going to call you what I promised you. He stopped calling him Abraham from that point, and from that point on, he was called Abraham, the father of many nations. And God began to call Abraham what he was not in the natural, but what God had already established in the supernatural. Oh, my God, you got to hear God on tonight. Sometimes we're waiting for God to show up in the natural. Even as we're praying and we're believing God, we're waiting for the manifestation, and we're waiting for God to show us what he has promised us, and we're waiting for God to show us what we're believing for. And we don't see it in the natural, but we need to be like God and begin to call that thing in the natural what God has already established it to be in the supernatural. Amen. We need to begin to call those things that are not as though they are. Yes. Hallelujah. We need to begin to exercise our creative power. Amen. That God gave us in the supernatural, because that's part of our DNA. Yes. As the children of the Most High God. Hallelujah. And God reminded me of that as I was in the Bible. It's amazing when you're reading your Bible how God can and begin to show you things. And God reminded me of some things that he has promised me. And even as I speak to you, I know that God is reminding you of some things that he has promised you, some prophetic utterances that have been spoken over your life, and some things that God has shown you as you studied your word and spent time with him, and some things that you've heard as you sat in the sanctuary as your pastor was preaching the gospel, my God. And God says, be reminded of the promise. Yes. And begin to call your situation according to what I have promised you, my God. Stop calling it what you see it to be, and start calling it as what I have said it would be. Amen. My God, stop calling it as what you see it to be, and start calling it as what I have said it to be, says the Lord, because they shall surely come to pass. And some of you are at the halfway mark, and some of you are at the place where you're beginning to settle for less. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And some of you are at the place where you put your hand in it and you've tried to help God out and you have created your own Ishmael. Hallelujah. But God sent me today to tell you that that's not it. Oh, glory. That's not what he promised you. God did not promise that he will get you halfway there. God did not promise that he will almost heal you. God did not promise you that some of your children would be saved. God did not promise you that some of your bills would be paid. God made some promises to you. He did not promise you that you would be half full with joy, or that you would have some peace sometimes. God promised you a peace that surpasses all understanding. He promised you that fullness of joy would be found in his presence. God promised that by the stripes of Christ you are healed, my God. And God says he came to remind you that you don't have to settle for less. You don't have to settle for the Ishmael. Abraham and Sarah thought it was it. That was it. They had their baby. They had gotten it another way, but they had a baby, and they thought that that's how God was going to fulfill the promise. Yes. They thought that, and it was dysfunctional. That's right, Pastor. It was dysfunctional, but God said, no, that's not it, because when I do it, I do it right. And then just before we go to prayer, God wants you to take him seriously. at his word. He wants you to take him seriously at his word. When the angel was talking to Abraham and said, no, let me make it clear. This is what God does with us. He makes it clear. Sometimes we're wondering, well, God, is that you, Lord? Did you say that? Do you want me to do A, B, and C, and D? God said, let me make it clear. This time, next year, you're going to have a baby with Sarah. The baby's going to, the boy is going to come through Sarah's womb, and you shall call his name Isaac. God spoke that thing to Abraham. Abraham laughed, and when Sarah, who was, Abraham thought to himself, wow, you know, I'm old, and Sarah's old, and we're going to have a baby, and then Sarah heard it, and Sarah laughed. And God had to ask the question, is there anything too hard for God? And that's what God is asking you on tonight, my brother. That's what God is asking you tonight, on my sister. He's asking you, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for him? Isn't he the God of the impossible? Isn't he the God of the invisible? Oh, glory, the all-knowing, all-powerful, ever-present God. Hallelujah. Did he do miracles in your life before? Did he show up in the nick of time before? Did he turn things around for you before? Hasn't he been good to you already? My God. And God is saying, if I did it before, I'm going to do it again. And he said, if you're waiting on the promise, do not grow weary. Keep waiting. Keep holding on. Keep believing. Don't take me seriously. Don't laugh. Because I'm going to make you laugh for real when I deliver to you what I promised to you. So God is saying on tonight that there's nothing impossible. He's God. Nothing's too hard for him. He made you a promise. He shall fulfill that promise. Whatever God said it, write it down, read it, revisit it, look at it on a daily basis, and believe God and his word. Amen. So, Father God, we praise you, and we thank you for your word on today. God, help our unbelief. We ask that you will increase our faith. Lord, we love you, and we praise you, and we bless your name. You are an awesome God, an almighty God, a magnificent God. And, Lord, we have assembled together in this place because we love you so much, oh God. We love you, Lord. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. And Father God, if you don't do anything else, we thank you for all that you've done for us already. We thank you for Jesus dying on the cross. We thank you for deliverance from our sins. We thank you for deliverance from bondage. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for healing our bodies, healing our minds, healing our emotions. We thank you, Lord, for eternity with you, oh God, that we can suspend the rest of our lives with you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for being our God. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you for being our deliverer. We thank you for being our all in all, our everything, God. We just thank you and we praise you on tonight. We worship your name. We magnify your name. We thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the Bible, which is your communication to us, God, that you show us through your word and you speak to us through your word, God, divine revelation through the spirit realm. And, Lord, we love you, and we just thank you so much for considering us, oh, God. So, Lord, even as we go forth in prayer, Father God, we just want to praise you in advance, oh God. Hallelujah, for what you've already done. We want to praise you in advance, oh God, for the promise over our lives. We want to praise you in advance, oh God, for your hand upon our lives, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. And we say, Lord, tonight we go forth in faith, believing that nothing is impossible for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to hand it over to Pastor Anthony, who's going to take us further into the throne room, and we'll be taking calls a little bit later on. But we want you to continue to pray with us and believe with us because God's moving mightily in your life. Even now, he's moving behind the scenes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Pastor, even as you was talking about Abraham and Sarah, God placed in my spirit the 91st Psalm. Psalm chapter 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. my God, in him will I trust.
Yes.
1,000 shall fall at thy side, verse 7 says, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Verse 15 and 16, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life.
My God, my God.
Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Abraham had to live a long time to get the promise.
Oh, my God.
Sarah had to live a long time to get the promise. Even after it was impossible when God gave them the promise, God had to preserve them until Kairos, until due season, until the appointed time that God had in mind would come to pass. And that's what you were saying tonight, Pastor, that we got to begin to speak it even though we don't see it.
Yes.
Begin to say it even though it has not manifested. Begin to believe it and decree and declare it even though it's not a reality or fact. But we, like Abraham, know that he's preserving us. We are dwelling in a secret place of the Most High God. That's why we come to prayer. That's why we pray without ceasing. That's why we pray for one another in the mighty name of Jesus. They were all in the upper room on one accord, praying, and God, hallelujah, until the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost invaded earth. And God is saying, as we pray on these Tuesday nights, I got you covered. I will protect you. I will preserve you.
Yeah.
I will keep you in the mighty name of Jesus. And as God keeps us, we're one another keepers. I'm thinking, glory be to God. I'm thinking about Cain and Abel right now. And Cain said, am I my brother's keeper? And we confess our faults to one another, pray for one another, believe God for one another. And I thank God for every listener tonight. As you call in, you touch and agree. As you dialed the phone or as you came in on your technology through your laptop, you're touching and agreeing with this prayer line.
Because
yeah. We're two or more, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. We're two or more gathered in his name as to touch and agree. He said he'd be in the midst of them.
Yes.
We read that scripture at our church on Sunday, and the power of God fell at New Creation because we are on one accord on this prayer line. There is power and unity. Hallelujah. We ought to just praise God on that alone. Hallelujah. Breakthrough is your portion. Abundance is your portion.
Yes.
Overflow and increase and multiplication is what God has in mind for you.
Yes.
So, Pastor, I thank you for that prophetic word, that increase is coming, that abundance is at hand.
Yes.
For the believers, for those who have not given up on God, because God has not given up on you.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Wow.
That was the word in our church on Sunday. Don't give up. And don't give in. Hallelujah. Oh, bless that wonderful name of Jesus.
Yes.
Don't give up and don't give in. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on the promises of God, which are yea and amen. Don't give up on your marriage. Don't give up on your ministry. Don't give up, hallelujah, on what God has given you in your spirit.
Yes.
Don't give up on your family.
Yes.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Don't give up on God because God has not given up on you.
Yes.
Oh, beloved, hold on to God's unchanging hand. Our God is able.
Yes.
Kara ashaba okata, to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine.
Yes.
That means, hallelujah, whatever you're thinking about, however big it is, God says, think bigger, because I'm a bigger God.
Bigger.
Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that's why he's challenging us, even tonight. Pastor, that's what you were saying. He changed Abram's name to Abraham.
Yes.
He changed Sarah's name to Sarah.
Yes.
And God, he's not going to change what is on our birth certificate, but he's trying to change our name in the spirit.
Yes,
He's trying to change the way we think.
My God.
He's trying to change the way we behave.
My God.
He's trying to change, hallelujah, even the way we believe. God is able.
Yes.
And it's a process.
Yes, God.
That's why we pray. That's why we prepare ourselves for the promise.
Yes.
That's why, hallelujah, we know and we believe the scripture that all things work together for the good of those who have been called by God, who love the Lord, and who are called according to his purpose. Think it not strange the fiery trials concerning you. Hallelujah. I decree and declare over every life on this prayer line that no weapon formed against you will ever be able to prosper.
Yeah.
But Pastor, I see the attack. I see the warfare. I'm in the middle of another storm. No weapon formed against you will be able to prosper.
Yes. Yes.
To whom much is given, much is required. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to open up the phone lines because I feel the Holy Ghost on this line tonight.
Hallelujah.
And we just want to hear the praise reports. We want to hear the prayer requests. We want to hear, and we're going to just press one on your phone device, and we'll put you on the air. We're going to touch and agree. Call as we see those hands. Just press one. Because the power of God is on this prayer line.
Yes, hallelujah.
He kept us for 10 months of 2014. We're in the last 2 months of the year, and we're going to end strong. So I thank God for every listener. I thank God for every caller. I thank God that you, too, believe in the power of prayer. Pastor, let's open up the phone lines tonight. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Area code 270. 270. God bless you tonight.
God bless you, pastors. I am just thrilled to be here with you, and I just want to let you know what a blessing you are. A dear brother of mine told me about this, and you just blessed me tremendously. The anointing of the Holy Ghost that flows through this is just astounding. I am just so thankful, and I am just praising God and praising God that he answers prayers and he hears our prayers and just how wonderful he is for obedience to do what Father has asked you to do. I do have a few prayer requests. I have some friends that's relocated that is now needing some jobs. God has relocated them to Kentucky, and so we're just believing, Father, for some jobs. I think the most important is my I'm involved with a church on the board of directors in West Virginia, and through a situation out of their control, they have a house that is going to go into foreclosure tomorrow. God has blessed them with half of the monies to pay the monies due for the foreclosure, and so we're just believing God for the other half. So I just want to thank God in advance because he is the God that is more than enough. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly beyond all that we think or ask. And I just thank God for that. I just praise him for that. And I just thank God for the faith that he has given his children, not in ourselves, but in who he is and the power of his word. I just thank God for that. And pastors, I would just also ask for prayer last for myself, for guidance in the ministry that Father is calling me to. The attacks have been vicious, but we're standing strong, and we're not about to give in, because to Jesus be all the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen, my sister. We are going to lift that up before the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Heavenly Father.
Hallelujah. Yes.
May we ask your name?
Yes, my name is Kathy.
Kathy?
Yes, amen. God bless you, Kathy. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus,
yes,
we thank you for our dear sister Kathy on the prayer line on tonight. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, even as she has called with some prayer requests. We said, and you said in your word to bring your prayers and your supplications unto God, and he'll give us a peace which surpasses all understanding. So right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, even as the church is in a financial need, Father, glory be to God. You said the gates of hell will not prevail against your church, and we thank you that where there is vision, there will be provision. So we thank you, Lord, for the revenue and the money and the divine favor from glory that will be a part of this church portion in this season. Lord, they're standing in the need of a financial miracle. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord, even as, hallelujah, they're threatened to be foreclosed on tomorrow, we know that you're a miracle-working God. Sign, wonders, and miracles will follow those who believe. So we touch and agree with our sister and her church family that, God, you are able. You are able, and nothing is impossible with you. So, Lord, we thank you that you will work it out. We thank you, Lord, that you will open door and open the door for this ministry that no man can shut. Thank you, Lord, for a financial miracle in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, glory be to God, that you will continue to bless them in the name of Jesus. Bless Pastor, bless Bishop. Hallelujah. They are doing the work of the Lord in that Virginia area. So, Lord, we thank you that you will meet every need of this ministry, of this church, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even concerning the friends that are relocating, the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you. You said the gold is mine, the silver is mine. So we know, Lord, that you have abundance. Even as they relocate, thank you for open doors to employment. Thank you for favor with the Human Resource Department as they look for gainful employment as they relocate. Thank you for the housing, Lord, and everything working according to your divine will in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for a smooth transition. We thank you that all things are going to work together for their good in the mighty name of Jesus. And finally, we lift up Kathy to you. We lay her on the throne of grace. You said, come boldly, Lord, praying for one another in the mighty name of Jesus that we will be healed. So, Lord, every need, meet every need. You said if she delight herself in you, you'll give her the desires of her heart. So, Lord, you said, hallelujah, if she need wisdom, that she can ask you. And, Lord, we thank you that she asking the glorious God that would download wisdom to her or give her guidance on how, Father God, to move forward by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that you would guide her. You said the steps of a good man and woman are ordered by the Lord. So let your word be that lamp unto her feet and that light unto her pathway in the mighty name of Jesus. Order her steps through your word, God. So we thank you that you would give her discernment in this season. You would give her godly insight in this season. You would give her wisdom beyond her years in this season. So, Lord, we give you thanksgiving on this side of it. In the mighty name of Jesus, you've already determined the end at the beginning, according to your word. You already determined the end at the beginning.
Yes, God.
So I thank you that she's going to continue to walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes,
in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We believe God is standing in agreement with you that the church situation and your friends relocated, even yourself, as you move forward with God, what God has placed in your spirit concerning ministry, that God is going to do some wonderful things for you. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, for God be the glory. Amen. Well, we hear the joy of the Lord, and that is your strength. So continue to praise God and watch God show up and show out. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God bless you. And thank you for calling. I just, the Lord wants me to encourage you. I heard while Pastor Anthony was praying, I heard the Lord say, I heard the scripture Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Yeah. So there's a rest. It's a resting and a peace
that God is giving you, and it surpasses all understanding. God hasn't brought you and your church, your pastor, your bishop, he hasn't brought you this far to leave you. My God, hallelujah. So continue to trust in the Lord. Don't look at what you see. As the Lord had me prophesy earlier, remember what God said. Amen. Hallelujah. So the vision shall come to pass. There may be some bumps in the road. There may be some turbulence, but and warfare, but no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It shall come to pass. If you don't quit, Pastor said it, don't give up and don't give in. Just stay on the battlefield, we win. Amen. So God bless you, and so nice to meet you tonight on the prayer line. Call us back, and we'll be looking forward to talking with you more.
Amen. Direct confirmation. Direct confirmation. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God be the glory. Amen. God bless you. Wow. To God be the glory. I love it when God moves like that. My God, how she had the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, glory. Oh, the joy of the Lord is our strength. He's going to make us laugh. I said it earlier. God's going to make us laugh. He's going to have us laughing at the devil. You know, when we can laugh at the devil because he thought he had us. But just in time, God turned that thing around. We're going to take another call. Amen. Area code 678. God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca, and God bless Pastor Anthony. That word you said tonight really hit home, and I receive it in Jesus' name. I've had a kind of like a rough couple of days, but the devil is a liar, and no weapon that's formed against me, I know, will prosper in Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. Say that again.
Weapon that is formed against me will not prosper in Jesus' name.
Amen. Jesus.
Amen.
My God.
So,
I felt that thing in the spirit realm. My God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That
hallelujah.
Is, you just prophesied over that. You prophesied your own victory right there.
Yes,
my
Lord.
God.
Yes.
In
I
the
know
name
that I will have
Jesus.
The victory. And if God has did it for me before, he'll do it again for me. And I know that I will have the victory. And I give him all the praise and glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love
thank
you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
we praise
you.
I know you have the victory. Your victory is in your praise. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you
Lord,
praise God in advance. And that shows, see, when we praise God, that's why when you come to the church, you've been to the church, New Creation
yes.
here. And all I do is tell people, praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise him. And people, we could be. Our service is over, but I'm still praising God because I have learned the secret of my praise. When we praise God, it shows God, not only does it show God our faith, but it shows God our gratitude, my God.
Yes.
And God, it shows God our faith and our gratitude,
yes.
my God. And it just moves the hand of God. Hallelujah. No matter what
Hallelujah.
We're going through, when we get God's attention with our praise, oh, glory.
Yes.
It shows him our love. Oh, glory. My God, I love
yes.
him so much. I know you love
I
him,
love,
too. That's
I love
why
him
I know.
Too.
Amen. Amen. So what, can we pray for you tonight? Or you have a praise report?
I just want you to continue. No, I don't have a praise report. My only praise report that God has been good to me. So that is a praise report. I can't say that I don't have one because I have one every day the minute I get up. But I have had a couple, you know, it's been a couple of days, like I said, that's been kind of rough, challenging, only because I know that the devil is trying to confuse me, but that's not going to happen. I'm gonna step on him every step of the way. But I just
yes,
want you to continue to pray, you know, for me, for my strength, for over my household, you know, and I just thank God for what he's put in my heart. You know,
Amen.
My heart has a whole lot, and I really praise God for all of that, and I thank God for both you. I thank God every day for both of you and for my cousin, because she did bring me to you guys, so I really, really thank her a whole lot. It's made a big difference
yes.
in my life. So, and God bless
Amen.
Her, too, so I want you to pray for her, too.
Amen. She is a blessing. She is, and you both are a blessing. God showed me, just before I asked Pastor Anthony to lift you up in prayer, God showed me as you were speaking that he's giving you beauty for ashes. He told me he's giving beauty for ashes. And in everything in your life that has been, that may have, the devil think he may have burnt up, God is restoring. And not only is he restoring it, my God, hallelujah, but he's making everything beautiful. It's like everything is coming up as beautiful around you. All the ugly things that happen and all of the things that are going on now. Oh, glory, Jesus. God says, I am in middle of that, working things out for your good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he told me, Isaiah 61, God showed me, he's speaking. I hear God say, Isaiah 61, I will give you beauty for ashes. I will give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Hallelujah. And in other words, not that you're not praising God, but that spirit of heaviness that tries to come on you, that's going to totally, it's going to be totally annihilated. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That garment of heaviness, that spirit of heaviness, God says, I'm replacing it with the garment of praise. So the more that you praise God, hallelujah. Oh, glory. You keep shifting out of that spirit of heaven. It keeps coming, and you shift out through your praise, and God says that you're praising yourself into victory. So God is, and he's making all things new. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. He said you're not even going to be able to recognize yourself because he's even changing your countenance. He's changing your countenance. He's even, people are looking at you and they're saying, wow, there's something different about you. Hallelujah. And that's, you're going to get a lot of that. Hallelujah.
And you know, Pastor Rebecca, every day as I walk, I feel like things are just falling off of my shoulder. Like, just, you know, like, go away, go, like, I don't know, some people's like, just forget about it. Like, I just keep walking and things are just falling, you know? I feel like I said, I've been through some hectic, like, some strange things these past days, but it's like, okay, well, you know, the devil's a liar. It just fall right off, you know, get out of here, get out of my way.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All of that stuff is falling, all that old stuff.
Yes,
that,
Lord, thank you.
Oh, glory, Jesus.
Yes,
I'm hearing this song. You made all things new.
Israel.
You made all things new. And what's in it? That's your song. That's the song God wants you to just meditate, bask in that. He's making you sing. God's singing over you. He's singing over you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. So you keep praising because God, everything is just, he's making you new. He's making you over. He's rebuilding. He's restoring. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you.
Before we let you off the air tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for Sister Maria, Lord, even as she talked about her cousin, Sister Carmen.
Yes.
We lift both of them up before the Lord right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah, that you will continue to bless her. Bless her indeed, enlarge her territory in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
so, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Even as my wife talked about Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord is upon her, and we know that the Lord has anointed her. So, we thank you for the anointing that would destroy every yoke. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that's what you're operating in and out of, the anointing. And that's why no weight, no burden. It can't rest on you. It can't reside on you. Hallelujah. You're able to shake it off. We talked Sunday about Paul shaking off the vipers, shaking off the serpent, and you're going to be able to shake everything off. So, Lord, continue to fortify her. Continue to strengthen her in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her. Bless her son and her household. Even Sister Carmen and her family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for the family. I thank you in the name of Jesus for their witness and their testimony of your goodness. And as my wife said, the attitude of gratitude, the spirit of thanksgiving that Sister Maria always has. She is just a thankful person. She is a grateful person. And, Lord, I know you recognize that. That's why you keep blessing her. That's why you keep pouring your spirit upon her in the name of Jesus, because she has an attitude of gratitude. So I thank you that you continue to bless her and make a way where there seems to be no way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
But you be encouraged. And we, like you said, you've had a few days, a little bumps this week, but you be encouraged, and we bind that spirit of discouragement up off of you, and keep praising God. Amen.
Well, amen. Thank you both. God bless you both. Love you.
God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
To God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Hey, man, Pastor, that's one of the keys to our success as believers, the spirit of thanksgiving.
Yes,
the enemy tried to get us to focus on sometimes our prayer concerns and what we have before us, but if we look at how God blesses us, we are grateful and thankful for the things that he has done and is doing and will do. So be encouraged, people of God, in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue to take calls. We're going to get to every caller tonight before we go off the air. So press 1, and we promise to put you on the air. We just want to touch and agree with you on tonight. We have another caller with a hand raised, and we're just going to move forward and put you on the air. And we thank God for every caller. Area code 270. 270. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for giving me an opportunity to share with the Simmons family and New Creation Christian Ministry again. Thank God for Pastor Anthony Simmons. Thank God for his first lady, his wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I thank God for my sister, Sister Maria, who God used as a gate to give me this number to this powerful prayer line. I thank God for my sister, also Kathy, who called in first. I thank God for New Creation Christian Ministry. Thank God for both of the shepherd and the shepherdess in the natural that God has chose to lead his congregation in Hillside, New Jersey. And I thank God for my spirit identifying with your spirit. I thank God for his word being brought forth each and every Tuesday night. I thank God for the book of Abraham. I thank God for Genesis. Coming out of Abraham, coming out of the book of Genesis, I had that in my heart about God blessing Abraham because of his faith. And I know God is going to bless New Creation Christian Ministry. Everybody connected to you will be blessed. Just like Lot being connected to Abraham was blessed, God told Abraham to go not Lot. But by Lot being connected to the man of God, he was blessed. And New Creation Christian Ministry will be blessed because of the Simmons household, because of Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony Simmons. I thank God for allowing me to know the power that is in this prayer line. And we know that prayer to the soul is like breath to the body. And I call on you, Jesus, to continue to enhance them, continue to fill them with a fresh anointing each and every day. I thank you for allowing them to have kingdom work. And I know faith without works is dead. And you have given them works, Father, and they are obedient to your voice. And I thank you for pouring them out a blessing that they wouldn't know how to start to receive. I thank you for the power that is in this prayer line. And I take it to the faith bank and deposit whatever you allow them to have in their spirit to pray about. And I thank you, Father, again, for using Sister Maria as a gate for me to get to this prayer line, Father. And I know your spirit rules and reigns at New Creation Christian Ministries, Father. I know your spirit rules and reigns in the pastors there, Father. And I call on you right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to continue to strengthen them, Father. All demonic assignments, all demonic attacks, they are destroyed in the name of Jesus. I decree and I declare spiritual prosperity, financial prosperity.
Yes,
you know exactly what they stand in need of, Father. Have your way, Father. You will receive all glory and honor for who you are and for what you've already done, Father. Thank you, Father, for allowing the prayers to be prayed. And we call on you continuously,
yes,
because you rule and reign. You are almighty. You have all power. You have it, Savior. It's not over until you say it's over. You have given the sisters from Tennessee the job that they stand in need of. You have given them kingdom work, and they are faithful to your voice, Father. They are faithful to your word, and your word says you take care of my business and I take care of yours. Have your way, Father, and I thank you again for New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. I thank you for the apostolic, Father. I thank you for using both of those shepherd and the shepherdess in the natural, Father. Use the name mouthpiece as yours, Father. And we praise you, Father, because we know that praise pushes us to the promise. And we thank you for allowing them to come together each and every Tuesday night, Father, for the powerful prayer that you allowed them to pray, Father. And I ask of you, Father, to continue to enhance their ministry, Father, and have your way, Father. And right now, Father, we give you all praise, honor, and glorification for what you've already done, Father. You are our victory, Father, and we are conquerors of all things in the name of Christ Jesus. You rule and reign in us, Father. Continue to triumph. Yes. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Amen and amen, Father. Thank you, King Jesus. Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons, I just want to thank you for allowing me this allotted time to lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for using them bountifully, Father. Just open the floodgates of heaven, Father, and pour them out a blessing again that they wouldn't know how to start to receive, Father. You know exactly what they stand in need of, and I give you all praise and honor, and I say amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you and we bless you, O God, for this man of God. We thank you for sending him to this prayer line, O God. We thank you for divine connection, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Sister Maria, O God, and we thank you for his sister, Father God, the sister that he referred tonight, God. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Carmen, O God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you are making kingdom connections, O God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So, Lord, continue to fill this man of God. Continue to use him for your glory, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know the way that he takes, O God. You know, Father God, the sacrifices that he makes for you, O God. Father God, we just thank you for filling every empty place, God. We thank you, Lord, for healing every wounded place, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for letting him set his face like flint, O God, to continue to move forward to do the work that you have even called him to do, God. We thank you for divine preparation, O God. We thank you for pouring into him, God, as he has made himself an empty vessel, O God. Lord, continue to seal him with your spirit, O God. Continue to fill him with your glory, O God. Let your ruach, let your Shekinah glory, let your winds blow over him, O God. In the name of Jesus, oh glory, oh glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for replenishing. We thank you for refreshing. We thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you for restoring. Oh, God. We thank you for restoring this man of God. We thank you, Lord, for what you started in his word. God says to you, my brother, that he is faithful, oh, glory, to complete the work that he has begun in you. And Pastor Anthony talked earlier about God's kairos. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God's kairos, his set timing, my God. And God is saying, this is your set time. This is your due season. You're not behind the time. You're not ahead of time, but you're right on. You're right where God wants you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You're right where your obedience. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God says he's going to bless you. Your blessings are attached to your obedience. And even as you come each week to bless Pastor Anthony and my yourself. You don't come in the flesh, oh, glory. You prepare yourself in this, oh, glory. And to come, and even before you open your mouth, you pray, and you prepare yourself in the spirit. And God says, continue to do that, oh, glory, because the anointing that he's releasing on your life is a yoke-breaking. Oh, hear God. The anointing that he's releasing on your life, my brother, that's been released on your life, and it's not, God's not finished. But it's a yoke-breaking, demon-destroying anointing, my God. And the devil's tremble, the demons tremble when you open your mouth. Hallelujah. That's why so many have tried to shut you up, oh, glory, and shut you down. But God says, cry loud and spare not. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Cry loud and spare not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we just thank you, Lord, for this brother. We thank you for him coming. We thank you for everybody that's connected to him, that has led him this way, God. We thank you for those who will come because of his witness. We thank you for his deal, because of your deal, because of your fervor, because of your love for me, God says. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says, I'm even putting my word in your belly and in your mouth. My God, hallelujah. I'm here, God, speaking about the prophetic. I don't know how heavily you're walking in the prophetic, but God has even begun to call you to begin to prophesy into the lives of people, to begin to speak into the lives of people. Hallelujah. God says, don't doubt what he's put in you. Oh, glory. Don't doubt what he's put in you. And I silence every wagging tongue. I break every word curse in the name of Jesus that's been spoken over this brother's life. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you and we magnify your name for what you're doing in his life, even as he confirmed the prophetic that was spoken earlier about Abraham being a man of faith. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. God is saying to you even on tonight, continue to move by faith. Continue to move by faith. Your eyes will sometimes deceive you in the natural, but God has given you spiritual vision to tie into your spiritual identity, and he wants you to keep moving forward by faith. In Jesus' name, so Lord, we thank you. We ask that you bless him. We ask that you meet every need. We ask that you give him a prosperous reward. We ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you put money where there is a need, where there is none. We ask, Father God, that you continue, Father God, to show him the way and direct his steps. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank God for our brother once again calling and speaking to our lives.
Yes.
And we thank God for him tonight. Pastor, he has, it's just a pure ministry. His waters are not polluted.
My God.
And we just pray that God will keep him authentic. His waters are not polluted. And we pray that God will keep his ministry authentic, keep it pure. Allow glory be to God. He talked about the right connections, Lot being connected to Abraham, and because of his connection with Abraham, Lot was blessed.
Wow.
The cattle and herdsmen were blessed, and everything that Abraham touched as far as the people that was divinely connected to Abraham, they were blessed. And on this prayer line, there's a like spirit. They're like-minded people on this prayer line. And we know that we are blessed people on this prayer line.
Yes.
So I thank God for our brother speaking into our lives again. New Creation has an assignment here in Hillside, New Jersey.
Yes.
And we know and we receive that word by faith that every need will be met that our church needs, the monies and the resources. We thank God as he continues to speak into our lives that his words won't come back void, but they will accomplish what God sent it to do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
We're running out of time, but any more callers?
If you are listening online by way of stream, you have to call in within the next 50 seconds or you will be cut off. We're going off the air in 50 seconds, but we will still be here by phone. And you can call 646-652-4832. And if you have a prayer request or if you just want to continue to listen, you will have to call in. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take another call. Area code 973. God bless you. Area code 973. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Tina. Hi, Pastor Anthony. How are you?
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. I'm just calling in today to pray for some people who were in a car accident. I thank God for watching over my car and some other of my family members. The car came through and totaled three cars right around us. And I want to pray for, total. I was inside the building in the voting, and they said cars were hit, and I had to run out. And, yes, I'm good. Thank you. I had to run out and make sure I wasn't in my car, but I want to pray for the lady and her baby that was in one car that she was a little shook up, so she had to go to the ambulance, and the baby was fine. There was another lady, her car is totaled. And a guy, his car, I believe, is total. So just want to pray for them that everything will work out, and the person who hit the car, he abandoned the area. So it was a little crazy. I just want to lift them up, especially the lady was very shaken up with the baby in the car. She, the baby was 1 year old, but God kept them. There was no damage on the baby, but the mom was in pain.
So everybody was, the mother was in pain?
Yeah, she was in pain. The mother was in pain. She had, so they called the ambulance, but she went, but thank God the baby was fine. I mean, as far as we were getting, the baby was still smiling and everything. The other family, God, thank God, they had just came into the polling site, so just got the car with her children, so she wasn't impacted. The guy, I think he was inside, so he wasn't impacted, but their cars were really total. So we just thank God that he watched over them in their life, because it could have been much worse.
Amen. 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 Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. Lord, you are, we've been singing your praises all night because you are an awesome God. You are a magnificent God. You are a God. Who is worthy? You are worthy of our praise, oh God. And Lord, we thank you for Sister Tina, God. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you, Lord, for sparing her life,
yes,
and sparing her family, God, and sparing her vehicle.
Yes.
Even as there were so many vehicles that were, Father God, involved in this collision, this pileup, this accident, Father God. And Father God, even as this man who was driving the car hit so many vehicles, God, we, Father God, pray tonight for those who were involved in this accident on tonight, God. We pray healing for those who were injured, oh God. We pray for this mother of this baby, oh God. And we pray, Father God, that, Father God, her injuries, Father God, will, Father God, be, Father God, non-life-threatening, oh Father God, that she will wake up tomorrow and she will be, Father God, healed from any pain, from any impact of this accident, oh God. You are a healer. You are a deliverer. So we pray, Father God, that you will allow her to be able to continue to care for her baby. Thank you for the baby not being hurt. And thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for, Father God, the other people who were not injured, oh God. And Father God, even, Father God, for this person who's driving, let him be, Father God, even apprehended, Father God, or before anyone else gets hurt, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let him, Father God, park the car, and Father God, and Father God, not cause any more injury and any more pain and any more damage, oh God. So, Lord, we bind up that demon right now, Father God, even now, Father God, of destruction. We bind up the demon of accidents, and we bind up that demon, Father God, of people, innocent people being hurt, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Tina Lane and her family, God, and those who may have been shaken up, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for releasing your peace over their lives, and Father God, for even releasing the praise over their lives, oh God, that, Father God, that you yet again stepped in and interceded on their behalf, oh God. And Father God, that this thing did not come near them, even though it came to the right and it came to the left, oh God, that they were spared, oh God, and that their property was spared. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for your hand yet being the covering over Tina's life, Father God. When even last week there was an incident, Father God, that you spared her from it.
And now tonight, again, God, you interceded on her behalf. So we thank you for having angels camped about her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just ask that you would continue to protect this woman of God, Father God. Continue to look after her. Continue, Father God, to walk with her and talk with her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to order her steps and continue, Father God, to grow her, Father God, in the things of the Spirit, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life with spiritual growth and spiritual edification, oh God. And Father God, for all that you're doing in her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just bless you for your hands upon her life. Thank you. And thank you for allowing her to call in and lift up others, oh God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. For being a vessel to lift up others and to help others, oh God. Hallelujah. And to pour into others, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for using her to come to this prayer line on tonight, oh, glory. Not just thinking about herself, but lifting up others. So, Lord, bless her and bless her indeed. Meet every need, oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God says because of your selflessness, because you were selfless, you have other people in mind. God said he's going to bless you. Hallelujah. God, there's some things that you have on the burner. There's some things that you're believing God for. Hallelujah. God says continue, Tina, to hold on to your faith. Hallelujah. Because God's going to move in a way that's unexpected in your life. And even now, God is just speaking about hearing and obeying his voice. Hallelujah. God is calling you to a deeper realm, even in your prayer life. There are times that I see you even staying up at night, and I see you tossing and turning, and I see you wondering, I see you praying, and I see you with your ear inclined to hear God. And God says continue to persist. Hear God, hear God. God says continue to persist in prayer. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Even when it seems like he's not there, even when it seems like you can't hear him, God says continue to persist in prayer. I hear God saying be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. And I just heard God saying that just so clearly, even on tonight. So, Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for what you're doing in Tina's life. And God is shifting you and shaking you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Only to shape and mold you. You're on the Father's will right now. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And there's a renovation being taken place in your life. There are renovations being taken place in your life. Hallelujah. Everything's being made new. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for the newness that's taking place in her life. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And everything that's taking place, be not amazed at the newness that's taking place, the newness that's coming up in your spirit, even in your spirit, newness. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just praise you, and we thank you for her life. We thank you for her walk. We thank you for her witness. We thank you for where you're taking her and where she has been. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. Thank
my
you,
God.
Lord.
My God.
Love you. Thank you, God.
And you keep praising him. Keep praising him. God's word is sure. It will not fail. God says, I will not fail. I'm faithful. Oh, glory. My God, I'm faithful to complete the work. My God, that I have already begun in you. Be still. I just hear it again. I said it twice, but I'm hearing it again. Be still and know that I am God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. Good night.
Amen.
Well, we thank God. Well, we're going to go down from this place, but we thank God. Even as we read the 91st Psalm, we see that there was no damage to her property.
Yes.
We actually went out to vote tonight. I got in late, and I went to vote, and my wife voted. And these people went to do a good deed by voting, and someone hit their vehicles, and a mother and a daughter actually got injured. But we thank God that Sister Tina and her family were spared, and even as Pastor prayed for that mother and daughter, that there would be no long-term injuries even as they hopefully apprehend the person that did this senseless crime by running into these vehicles as they went out to vote. So to God be the glory, to God be the glory.
Amen. I just want to lift up one more prayer before we go off the air. If there's no one else, we're going to lift up one more prayer. I'm going to just pray. Father God, we just praise your name and we worship you. Lord, we thank you for every person on this prayer line. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of each and every person. Father God, especially thank you for my mother, Mother Mae Thomas,
yeah.
Oh God. I thank you, Father God, for Mother Mae Thomas. I thank you for her life. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, Lord. Lord, we pray for her right now. We touch and agree in the spirit realm, Father God, that you will continue to encourage her, Father God, as she's dealing with so much. Lord, you said in your word that you would never put any more on us than we can handle. And when it became unbearable, Father God, you said that you would provide a way out. So right now I pray for my mother, my biological mother, God, that you would strengthen her, Father God, that you will, Father God, encourage her heart, Father God, even as we prepare for the homegoing services of my aunt, Geneva Thomas Bartley, oh God. I thank you, Father God, being with my mother there in Florida and being with my Uncle Robert Thomas and being with my Uncle Leroy Thomas and being with my cousins, oh God, and Father God, my siblings,
yes,
and all of those, Father God, in Florida, oh God, who will be attending the homegoing services, God. Father God, let them, Father God, be encouraged in knowing, Father God, that Aunt Geneva is at peace with you, that there's no more pain, oh God, that she's, Father God, worshiping at your throne, oh God. But give us the strength, oh God, to continue to go forward, Father God. Give us the strength, oh God, to be encouraged in our walk. Give us the strength to continue to go forth with the baton, oh God, to continue to fight the fight of faith, oh God. Hallelujah. To continue to press forward in the spirit, oh God. To continue to rejoice in you, oh God, until that day that we see you face to face and get our own well done, my good and faithful servant. So, Lord, encourage my mother and encourage her brother and Lord, and encourage the family, oh God, and encourage, Father God, Aunt Geneva's children, oh God, and encourage, oh God, her husband, oh God. And we pray for that family, oh God, hallelujah, that you will be the lift of their heads and that it will truly be a homegoing service, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know the time, you know the hour, oh God. You have the blueprint for our lives, oh God. So we, Father God, give ourselves into your hands, oh God, and we say, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Let your will be done. Bless my mother's brother, Bree Love, or my Uncle Bree Love, and heal him in the hospital, oh God, as he's laying in the hospital, as he's recuperating from a broken hip, and heal her sister, oh God, Aunt Josephine, Father God. We speak to the minds of her brother and her sister, oh God, and we thank you, Lord, that you are a mind regulator, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for peace, and we thank you, Lord, which you give us, Father God, not a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind, oh God. So, Lord, we break every generational curse, and we demolish the plan of the devil, and we speak life over her brother, and life over her sister, and clarity, and Father God, love, peace, and a sound mind, and joy, and peace,
yeah,
and power over their lives. They both belong to you, God. They're your son. They're your daughter, oh God. My mother loves you, and she's your daughter, God. So, Lord, thank you for giving her peace and restoring her strength as she's been taking care of business and taking care of family, God. Restore her strength and restore her joy and be the lifter of her head during this season, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Mother Mae Thomas.
Yeah.
We praise you for her walk. We praise you for her testimony. We praise you for what you're doing in her life. We pray, I speak peace over her right now, and I release your joy. Oh, glory. I release your joy over her life right now for everybody who's mourning, everybody who's, Father God, going through hard times with family members, oh God. We pray for every person who's going through something in their families and every person who's believing you for children and believing you for parents and sisters and brothers. We pray for them on tonight, God. Lord, you are a God that hears all. We pray for, Father God, those who are sick and those who are discouraged. We pray for Sister Linda McRae, God.
We thank you for healing her. We thank you for the miracle as we prayed for her last week and the week before. We thank you for the miracle of healing. We thank you, Lord, for restoring everything the devil tried to steal. We thank you, Lord, for her living through that aneurysm, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your hands upon her life, God. We thank you for the witness. We thank you for the testimony. So, Lord, continue to bless her in that hospital or tonight, and bless all who are suffering. Bless all who are sick in body. Bless all who are afflicted in their minds. And I speak healing over this prayer line right now in the name of Jesus. I speak joy over this prayer line. We speak peace over this prayer line. Blow, blow on the minds of your people. Blow on the lives of your people, God. Give them a fresh touch. Lay your hands on them, God. Lay your hands on each and every person right now. Touch, touch, touch. Oh, God, oh, glory, oh, glory. Touch, touch Sister Carmen and bless her household, bless her family. Bless Sister Maria and bless Sister Davis, Lori Davis, and bless the Singley family and the Robinson family, and bless every family on this line tonight, God. Bless the Lane family, God, and bless God. Bless, oh, glory, hallelujah, all the families assembled on this line tonight, God, and we just thank you and we praise you. And, Lord, as we go from this place, but never from your presence, oh, I feel God so mightily. Embrace his presence, church. Embrace, we are the church. Embrace his presence, people of God. Embrace the presence of God. Let him touch you. Let him restore you. Let him heal you. Oh, glory, hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for another touch. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you for your hand upon our lives. And we praise you on tonight. We praise you. You get the glory, not man, God, but we give you the glory tonight. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Meet every need, financial and every other need on this line tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, hallelujah.
Amen. Mom, we love you, Mom. We see you out there and we love you. We continue to pray for Sister Rita Leake, Evangelist Elizabeth Page.
Yes.
Evangelist Elizabeth Page.
Yes.
Sister Rita Leake, we pray for the both of those women who are part of our church family. Lord, you know what they stand in the need of, and touch them and make a way where there seems to be no way for these powerful women of God.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, we're going to hear Tamela Mann, but we have a special service tomorrow night. And if you're anywhere in this area, come out to New Creation tomorrow night, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. It's going to be a powerful service, and we would love to see you tomorrow night. Amen. To God be the glory. Pastor, can we hear Take Me to the King? I need to hear that tonight.
Amen.
When all else fell, go to King Jesus.
Yes.
We love each and every one of you. Good night. Mom, we love you. Praying for you guys. To God be all the glory.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to My heart's torn to pieces. It's my heart.